This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, November the 3rd, 2022. We'll begin Gimel Amud Beis 3b, the first section. It is the black text. A story that relates to what we learned yesterday. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, right? Rav Dimi comes to Ephraim Echor the Bavel, and Amar, and he says, Yachal Yilke ala Tosefet, right? Maybe, he's quoting this thing that he heard, you should get whipped for the additional, right? Tosefet is something that's added on. V'nasiv le Talmuda liftora, right? And they bring along a piece in the Gemara to patur you, to exempt you from lashes. The problem, says Rav Dimi, is, I heard this, v'lo yadana my Talmuda my Tosefes. I have no idea what in the world they were talking about. I don't know what the Talmud is that exempts it, and I don't know what the Tosefet is that we're going to get whipped for. Right? So, Rabbi Elazar takes a stab as follows. Charisha, we're talking about plowing during Shemitah. Achi Kamar. Right? This is actually what this statement was saying. Yachol Yilke ala Charisha, maybe you should get whipped for plowing during the Shemitah year. The Asya Michalu Prado Klal, right? We use this principle of general, right? Like the land shall rest, Prat specific, don't plant, Klal, the land shall rest. And therefore you learn that anything that's similar to the Prat, i.e. work done in the field, is prohibited with the low sase, going to get you whipped. And therefore you thought you should get whipped on the Charish, on the plowing. Right, v'nasiv le Talmuda liftor. Then the Gemara comes to exempt you. De'im kain, kol hani prati lamali. Right, because if it is true that really the Gemara means you should get whipped for everything, why does it include all of these details? That references the piece we saw twice in the last couple of days. Why does it single out Betzira and Zemira to show you on those toldos you're chayiv, on the other you're not, and therefore you're not going to get lashes for plowing. Rabbi Yochanan says that's not it at all. It's not what they're referring to. Rather, it is Yamim Shosifu Chachamim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. It is the days the Chachamim added before Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. At the end of year six, there's some time added on where you have to already stop working the land. Behachi Ke'amar. And this is really what that statement, the mysterious statement that Rav Dimi brought really means. Yachal Yilket al Tosefes Rosh Hashanah. Maybe you'll think that you should get whipped if you work the land during those additional times that you added on at the end of the sixth year. Excuse me, De Asya Mibacharish Uve Katsir Tishpot. We learned that from the Pesukim. We'll actually see that a little bit later, so I'm going to leave that limud for now. All right, it's learned out from the Pasuk that says that from plowing and planting, sorry, or harvesting, you should cease. V'nasiv le Talmuda liftorah, and the Talmud is then going to come and exempt us k'debayinu l'meimar l'kama, like the Gemara is going to flesh out in just a few moments. So let's just, as opposed to just telling you what the Gemara is going to say later, let's just learn through it. My Yamim Shalifnei Rosh Hashanah. Right, the Gemara asks, what are we talking about? Where did days come from before Rosh Hashanah? Right, we know the Shemitah year is the seventh year. When did you start adding on to the end of the sixth year? Where did that come from? Kiditznan. So it's going to tell you, we learned in the Mishnah, Ad Matai Chorshen B'Stei Ilan Erev Shaviz. Until when can you continue to plow in an orchard of trees in the year before Shemitah? Right. Now, you can certainly cut the fruit and whatnot, but if you're going to start plowing, you're plowing for the next year. You're plowing for the Shemitah year, right? So when is like the cutoff when you're now thought to be planting, plowing for the next year? Beishamai Omrim Kozman Shiyafet Lepri. Right, so Beishamai says anytime that it is good for the fruit. But as long as it's whatever work you're doing, it's helping the fruit that is still on the tree that you're going to pick and eat before Shemitah, so God bless you. Once your plowing is no longer for the fruit, It's not yafel lepri, right? Otherwise, what we call is yafel leilan. It's good for the tree itself, right? That's already looking forward to the next year. You can't do it. Beis Hillel omrim al ha'atzeres. Beis Hillel says until Shavuos. Finished. Right? This, none of this. Try and figure out when it's good for this. Demarcate the time. And the Gemara says, Ukroven divrei elo lios kedivrei elo. It's almost no difference between those two opinions. Right, Beis Hillel may be more objective, but in reality, they're very, very, very close. Va'ad matai choshin stay halavan. Right, until when can you plow in a white field? A white field is a green field, right? Because the green is all white, I guess. I don't know why, but that's what we call it. All right, Erev Shvis, on the year before Shemitah. All right, until when? So Mishitichla Halecha. Right, when they're, the lecha is usually what we call like spit, or it's moist. When the moistness on top of the grain stops, right, so then you have to, you got to cease. B'chol's man shebenei adan chorshin lita mikshaos umidlaos. Right, people will continue to plant cucumbers and gourds. If one of those two things happens, so you're good to go, right? As long as there's moisture, you can keep plowing. It's probably good for whatever's there. If you're going to plant your cucumbers and your gourds for the season, so knock yourself out, go right ahead. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, that can't be. Im kein nas natorah l'shiur l'cholecha b'echa b'yado, right? Everyone's going to start doing something different in their own field. I'm going to plant the week later, you're going to plant the week earlier, and everyone's doing something different. We can't do that. Right? We like objective, hard lines. We know exactly what we're doing until when we're doing it. Ela b'stei halava nara Pesach. Grain fields until Pesach b'stei ha'ilanim. Talking about a field with an orchard, with trees, right? Orchards, ad ha'ateres until Shavuos. Beis Hillel omer nara Pesach. Beis Hillel says even that is only until Pesach. This concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.